Chapter 2. Antonia Erkin at the other. Moving in the dimness of the great cathedral, saying a short prayer at the tomb of the first and last Cardinal Archbishop of Sulaco, standing absorbed in filial devotion before the monument of Don Jose Avellanos, and, with a lingering, tender, faithful glance at the medallion memorial to Martin Decad, going out serenely into the sunshine of the plaza with her upright carriage and her white head, a relic of the past disregarded by men awaiting impatiently the dawns of other new eras, the coming of more revolutions. But this is the idlest of dreams, for I did understand perfectly well at the time, that the moment the breath left the body of the magnificent Capitus, the man of the people, freed at last from the toils of love and wealth, there was nothing more for me to do in Sulaco. J.C. October, 1917. Nostromo. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.